A pipe bomb was thrown at police in West Belfast last night. It happened at around 7:30 in the Culmore Gardens area while police were attending a call which they now believe was a hoax. The device did not explode and no one was injured. A number of residents had to leave their homes for a time while army bomb disposal officers dealt with the device. Well, the Chief Superintendent George Clark joins me now on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
What more can you tell us then about what happened last night?
I think the first thing that I'm very glad to be able to say is that I'm not on talking to you about the death or serious injury of a member of the public or one of my police officers who was out serving their community last night. At about 7:30 p.m., and your summary is essentially accurate, Lisa, we responded to, we believe, a call of a hoax call of a burglary. Now, that's police doing what they should be doing. That's police going out to help the community, to go and assist somebody who's in need and who's looking for a policing service. When the police attended the area, from the shadows, it would appear someone threw what we believe now to have been a viable pipe bomb. And we are extraordinarily fortunate that what was clearly a determined attack to murder police officers didn't lead to the death or serious injury of a police officer. And I have to add, having been there last night and having seen the local community, the people that were prepared to attack those police officers were utterly, utterly reckless as to the possible consequences for the children, the young people and the other people who were going about their normal business at 7:30 p.m. on a Monday night.
What did your officers then do after the device struck their vehicle?
Well, once the device was thrown, the police withdrew from the area. Now, what we've seen in the past, Lisa, and what we have to be mindful of, is that although they are limited in their public support and nobody wants them to succeed, these people are very, very dangerous. And what we've seen in the past is that attacks of this type can be the precursor for another attack, for almost a follow-up attack by the criminals. So my officers withdrew from the area, coordinated, got the additional resources they require, and people will have seen last night on your coverage and indeed with their own eyes, the attendance of the bomb squad, the police helicopter and extensive police resources all deployed into that area to keep the public safe and to make sure that we respond effectively to the device being thrown.
So in the initial aftermath of the attack, your officers did withdraw from the area then?
Yes, they withdrew from the attack site.
For how long?
I think we're talking about 30 minutes.
And is that normal procedure?
Well, what we've got to do, as I've said, is look at this in the context of the threat that we face, of the determination of these groups to attack and to kill police officers. So we withdrew sufficient time and sufficient distance to allow us to, as it were, plan our response and respond efficiently and effectively.
You can see why people within the local community may be concerned that for 30 minutes there was a pipe bomb in the middle of the street in this built-up area.
Lisa, I heard that commentary indeed last night. I heard a couple of things that I want to say to that. The first one is that the danger that the community were put in lies fully at the feet of the people who threw this device. And when I was up in the area last night talking to local people and talking to councillors, and when I've heard Councillor Atwood and Councillor Groves on the media today, the anger actually is directed at the criminals that started this attack. But I understand and I appreciate the concern that has been expressed to me privately and that I've heard through media sources about the way in which the police responded. And we look at that. You know, we're a police service that is accountable and that listens to the community and seeks to work with the community to address their concerns. I want to ask one question. Where's the accountability of the people who tried to murder this community's police officers last night? When are they going to listen to the criticism, the condemnation, and the clear expression that the community has no support for this violence?
Well, will you be speaking directly to community representatives to allay their concerns?
I actually had the opportunity last night to talk to a number of local councillors, and I know that the area commander will be doing so as well. We are determined, and this attack, let me reassure you, and let me reassure the people that we serve in that area, this attack will not prevent us from delivering effective community policing in that area. The people who want to carry out these murderous attacks will not succeed. The police service will continue. It will continue in partnership with local people, community representatives, elected representatives, and with the Police and Community Safety Partnership. members of whom I was speaking to last night at the scene of this attack.
These organisations, though, do seem to be using hoax calls more and more to lure officers into areas. Can you be sure that that won't affect the policing service that you deliver?
I think almost the answer to your question, Lisa, is in what happened last night. We will respond to calls for help from the public. That's our job. That's what we as police officers signed up to do when we joined this organisation. We joined to serve the community, and we will do so. Now, these people will, I have no doubt, continue to try and use calls for help to hide behind people who need a policing service and to create circumstances in which the police have to respond. But we have to do that safely. We've already talked a little bit about the response that the police had to give last night. We will do it safely. But I reassure you and I reassure your listeners, they will not prevent us delivering the policing that people in West Belfast want us to deliver.
And can you be any more specific about who's responsible other than dissident Republicans?
I can't at this stage. I mean, it's a very early stage. I mean, the attack is a little over 13 hours ago, or 14 hours ago. So it's very early days for me to say that. It would be wrong to speculate. I think it's fairly clear that the strongest line of inquiry will be that it was a dissident Republican attempt to murder police officers. And indeed, it was an attempt to murder police officers that was reckless as to the consequence for the community.
OK. Chief Superintendent George Clark, thank you very much for joining us this morning.